Let's just finish the Hakira we were discussing last time. And just to briefly finish up that discussion, we had a call. We had a Hakira. What was Holchi Usha all about? What were they learning from Shermuin? Were they learning just like three times here is significant, three times here is significant? So if the Marakam was fired three times, he must be admitting you're right. Or were they learning that just like there, the shore got sort of a new assumed status. Here, the land gets a new assumed status, like Fisa by Metalflin, and we change the Muchzak. Meaning, is it that the Marakam is still Muchzak, but now you have a riot, most of it all a riot, and now you have a riot against him? Or that you've switched who's the Muchzak and who's the Motzi, and now you don't need a riot. Right, these are basically the two drachim. One derech was, you're not mochzak, but you have a raya. What's the raya? The guy was shosek. Or that you are mochzak, so you don't need a raya because you become a mochzak. The end, we had one afkamina was the tie-in, maybe parallel chafir by Sharmuad, which we discussed in terms of Vashavur and Geshem. Then the question is, nafkamina, how you interpret the havamina of Arba Shanim, nafkamina, how you interpret the havamina of Chazaka, She'ein Ima Taina. And then we got to the third question of the Gemara, which really was a triple nafkamina of this Hakira, but we only got through two-thirds of it. I don't even know if we got through two-thirds of it fully. But let's just go in order. The Gemara says, Ela me'ata. Mechash lo v'fonav lo tehe mechah. What's Ela me'ata? But now. What's Ela me'ata? So here we have question three, now Kamina one. I know I'm like sticking something in. Ela me'ata. What is Ela me'ata? Ela me'ata means, Ela me'ata generally, because of what you said, I now have a question. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had a question. Otherwise, I would have.
Tehemecha.
At some point in this Tosos said, and in the end of the second one line of Tosos, "V'lo sharmu er mati l'mefrach d'lo tehemecha k'deparcha liv darbanan." Really, it has nothing to do with sharmua. The elamayata is sort of a little lavdavka. It's not a little. The elamayata is lavdavka. After all, chav tesim and aleph, they ask the same question, right? So according to darbanan, here remember we're according to Rishmal, and really, it's nothing to do with sharmua. And they could have Ella came in the Yol of Shermuad, Nichol Ela Mefrach Minei. What's the Ela Me'ata? It's not a literal Ela Me'ata. Because of what you said, therefore I have the question. No, I have this question anyway. But Ela Me'ata means there's a tie-in. The tie-in is not substantive. It is just the way I express it. I would have had a kasha either way. Mechash Lo B'Fanav shouldn't work because no one hears. But since you asked for Shermuad, I have a better way of illustrating my kasha by saying, I have a better way of illustrating my kasha by saying, Shermuad needs to be fun of, Hadad needs to be fun of, so Shodim Bechol needs to be fun of, but it's coincidence. It's not a real Elamei Atta for Tosfos. You would have read the question either way. Just Elamei Atta, I have a cuter way to ask a fancier way to ask the question, because I can compare it to Shermuad. But it has nothing to do with your theory of Chesgas Gimel Shanim. But what do the Ramban of the Ran say? Here, the Ramban of the Ran, basically Tosfos is a little midchak in Elamei Atta. Not the end of the world, because he can't say what the Ramban of the Ran say. For the Ramban of the Ran, this is it's really beautiful. It's mashen el me'ata, because what's the issue? For Tosfos says it's not really el me'ata. They could have asked it either way, but for the Ramban of the Ran, it works out beautiful. Beautifully. For the Ramban of the Ran, it works out beautifully. What do they say? They say, Gufa, what are the two choices the Gemara is thinking about? What are the two options the Gemara, what are the two theories the Gemara has in mind for how Cheskes Gilm Shama works? They have the theory of Raya Mishtika, which for them is not Shermuad, And then they have Sharmuad, which is a change of Muchzakos, which is not a Raya Mishtika. And then the Elamai Asa works perfectly. He says, no, it's perfect. Why? Because if it had been a Raya Mishtika, then we understand why Mechah Shalom Afanim is Mechah. After all, the guy, if it had been a Raya, since he didn't say anything, he must admit you bought it. Then whether you said anything before or Shalom Afanim, once he said something, he doesn't admit you bought it. Right? So they say it's perfect. What do they say? If the reason for Cheskas Gimel Shanim was Shtikas Hamarakama, then we make Marakama, then of course Mecha Shelo B'Fanav have you Mecha because you were Meshomsek. But Elamayata, that's Elamayata is a but since the reason is Muchzakos, if the reason is Muchzakos, who cares what guy's Mocha? Even if he is Mocha, why should Mecha ruin my Muchzakos? Now here, said Rabban Ran, his Mecha only creates a side problem, right? Just going to anticipate the biggest big lumbus and the Chafes and Aleph. Really, I have Muchzakos with imagined silence. I don't need his Shtika. I have Muchzakos. Since the reason is Muchzakos with or without his Shtika, hold on. If my Muchzakos were with or without his Shtika, what's the whole point of Mecha? Mecha is a side problem. What's the side problem of Mecha? Someone tell me two words. Sarman doesn't use these two words here, but that's what he means. Two words. Why does Mecha help him win? Ach Mishkara, right? Because if he's Mocha, and I hear the Mecha, I should have been careful with my Shtar. And if I don't have a Shtar, if I don't have a Shtar with the guy's Mocha, then I'm basically a proven liar. Come on. You expect us to believe that you heard the guy be Mocha, and you just accidentally threw out your Shtar? That's not believable. Exactly. Since the reason the Zuck is with or without his Shtika and Mecha only works because then you should have saved your shtar, then obviously, if the only pumnat being a mechad, you should have saved your shtar, not mechad only as an afkamina, if you heard it. And the shalom of fine, you didn't hear it, then it shouldn't be mechad. That's what he wants to answer. No, you did hear it because there's a lot of yentas, kabra, chaga, isli, etc. Then, shalom of fun of lo, kehavi, Mecha. Basically, another way of putting this is, what's the point of Mecha, right? If it would be Shtikas Marakama, then the Iker is the Mecha's Hama'arir. And then it's Nika that wherever he's Mocha, he's Mocha. But if the reason Shtikas and Shana work in Muchzakos, and Mecha just creates like creates a side problem that you should have lost your star. Then the ikker is shmias hamachzik, and then we understand the Gemara's question. If we don't care whether he's mocha, we care whether you hear the mecha. Then shlomo find a wolf at mecha. The elamayata is the duyik bahafli. So for the rabban on the round, the elamayata is the duyik bahafli. From the tosos, the elamayata is backwards and upside down. Because Adarab, which is like says, is accurate, it doesn't literally mean Elamayata. Okay, that's the first Nafkamina of the third question. And then we pointed out, I think this we already had on the board, so I'm not going to put it on the board again, the Nafkamina 1, Q3, Nafkamina 2, we're not going to put everything on the board again, but was why bring in Mecha Shelo B'Fanav and not Chazaka Shalom B'Fanav, as all the Rishonim ask, because Chazaka is more similar to Hadah. It's what happens three times that makes something. Mecha is not similar to Hadah. And the third question we had was not a question in the Shaka of the Gemara, I might as well put the answers here. Here says the Rashi and Baba Mor.
because the ikar of chazaka is just the lack of macha, which is exactly the reshita, or a technical answer. And here you would give a technical answer. You put the technical answers on the board, back to them again. And the third one is not part of the Shakhan Tari Gemara, but we just put on the board. In Tinsalomer, Mecha Shalo Bifanov, Lo, Havya Mecha'a, Haim Chazaka Shalo Bifanov, Havya Chazaka. Right? What if Mechashel Bifanov didn't work? So again, I'm in Israel, you're in France. I'm maxing in your field. According to this half, meaning your Mechah in France doesn't work. So does my Chazak in Israel work if you're in France or not? And here's where Tosos and the Balamor says no, right? Because there's no proof from Spikas Marakama, because he couldn't be Mocha anyway, right? Since Mecha Shalom Bafanav is not Mecha, the fact that he wasn't Mocha is not a proof, because he couldn't be Mocha, he wasn't Bafanav. Therefore, his Shpika is not a proof that I win. While the Rabban of the Run, almost three times we see Mocha. Whether or not he was Mocha is a side problem. If he was Mocha, I should have kept on with Shara. But the fact that whether he could have been Mocha, couldn't have been Mocha, is totally irrelevant. I went. And Mocha is not an essential part of Chazaka. Chazaka is all about, and we just pointed out that the Rashba said a different part. The Rashba is clearly a Tosfos side. It's very clear about the Shita. That's the last thing we said. That's the last thing we said. Was that even though the Raya is from Shtika for Akama, he still agrees the Maaseh from Rabban Levan, and he says that yes, it would have been a valid Chazaka. Why? Because there's a Raya from the fact that the Marakama didn't travel here to be Mocha. Right? You just start with a different assumption. We assume an average person would travel to be Mecha. And therefore, there is a right from Shtikas Marakama. Even if Mecha Shalom Bafanav is not Mecha, there's a right from Shtikas Marakama, because he should have just taken the train here one day in the Mocha, and since he didn't take the train here to be Mocha, he was still safe and we have a right. Okay, that was basically what I want to say in this sugya. This is the basic lumdus of the sugya, Tut Stadim in Shar Muad. The one thing which I pointed out, which I just want to emphasize, is that all the Rishonim I mentioned here on the board have pretty clear shitas that they are consistent about throughout the sugya. Okay, Dovi reminded me that the Ritva sort of at the end of the sugya sort of brings in very reluctantly. We can maybe have a little smach from something Tosfos said, and we have a little debate over how much, whether he's really changing his mind or whether he was just sort of bringing something Tosfos says, you know, to use in a very technical sense. But the Rebbe Yona, he's the only one who mamish changes his tune in the middle of the sukkah. I don't mean changes his tune, meaning he changed his mind and said, I didn't know how to learn, and now I do know how to learn, meaning he thinks that in the course of the Gemara Shaka Vataria, they changed their mind about this Chakira. He does not express himself the same as any Rishonim on the board. But he starts out the sugya clearly, basically in the Rabban Ron camp. The very first thing he says, Mishur Amur on Lamedin, the plus is in the Yotzikol Dover, Mechazaka Rishonov, Omid, Bechazaka Shunin Savo Achshav. Three times everything leaves its old status and comes into a new status. Really does not sound like a Raya Mishtika at all. Just everything changes its status. It's a new chazaka. And then he says, Mashur Amuad. He says, came into Achla Tlashin below Ira Mecha, Mavato Cheskas by Shonavo Medes, Becheskas Amachsek, Babali Kama, Motsmikur of Raish Chad Lachamizet. So it says, after three times it leaves the chazaka, the old guy goes into the chazaka, the new guy. Now the Ma'arer is all of Haraya that he bought it back. And really, he uses Lashon Muchzakos. Although it's subtly different from the Ramban and the Ran, they seem to think that the point of the Muchzakos is just when you're there for 3 years, it's your Muchzakos. He seems to view it a little more. We discussed this. Remember, this is a little side conversation with Ari last time. Below Irur Mecha. Since no one objected, that's really what made your Muchzakos. So his Muchzakos seems to be based more on the fact that no one objected and not just on the fact that you're there, but he still views it as a Muchzakos. And that's how he explains. The Chazaka She'ini Matayna, when he goes through the first question, what's the case of Chazaka She'ini Matayna? He has two pshatim, they seem to be the same episode. What does he say? He says that it's just like metalkalin, just like when I'm holding metalkalin on Mochzak. I don't have to explain how I got it. I can just say, I don't want to talk to you, and I keep what's in my hand, because the Mochzak doesn't have to explain himself, so to here. It didn't mean, we had this on the board, Chazak Shem Natayin, it didn't mean if I say I admit that I'm wrong, I admit I have no claim, I win. No, if I refuse to say anything, then I should win, because whoever's Mochzak wins, even if they refuse to say anything. Okay, they might put him in Nidoy for a contempt of court, but he wins, no, but he keeps his money. And then, what is the Maskana? What's the Maskana within this element, within this, sorry, the second question of the Gemara? Perush, the loyal thing Mishar Muad, Ella the Mahani Chazaka the Maybe Raya Lamashu Toin Shalokahimenu came in a Shaikh of a Tain and it's Hazaka Chiyaton, the Ilo Ton on a night making the Nitale, Fikash Ainlo calls on Shino Toin Clum, Karka Vecheskas Valeha Omedes. His having is that 3 years makes you muchsak like when you're holding the Talpalin, similar to the Ramban and the Ran. And then he says, until they get to the line of the Gemara, the fifth line of the Gemara, what's the reason you win? Because maybe you're right. The reason you win is not because you're mochsak. The reason you win is because you're not mochsak, but you have a good taina that you're right, and you have a good proof that you're right. And he changes to tosos, and then he says, now it's not like metaltolin. Until now, he compared it to metaltolin. He says, just like before, in the havamina of chazak she'ini mataina, he says, it's Kamisha Tobias Kaviro Kalim, etc. Shimlo Rotsa Nipalashiva during Yom Lukasa, the Hazkasan. Having it's like Kalim, I'm holding on to, they're in my Chazaka. Even if I don't explain myself, I still win. And the Maskan is no, it's not like Metalkalim. Why? Because possibly you can Yotzim Rashus or Rishus or Tophan, because in Metalkalim, they actually go into your Rashus, so you can hold them, you can't hold Karka. But oh, that's Zukish Begam, no Maskin. Also, we assume whoever's holding Talkalim owns it. And we don't assume whoever's holding Karka owned it. So for the unique shita here would be the Rabbeinu Yonah says the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? We have it on the board. Let's put it here. According to the fee, Rabbeinu Yonah, this is until the question of question two, it's like metaltolin. Bechezkaso, he is the defendant. He doesn't have to explain himself. You have to be Oliver Rye. You have to get it away from him. And then Dafka, this changes from the answer to question two, which is the question of Ainim of Haina. No, it's unlike Bital Salim. Still, Bechezka Maratama. It's still in the Kazakh of the first guy. You have to bring a proof to change it. You have a proof. But to bring a proof, you need a taina with your proof, and that's why you need a taina. So Gufa, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he changes his mind in the middle of this, and he goes from the Muchzakos to a Raya. Okay, either way, he's not saying the Muchzakos is exactly the same way he's been around the round. When he switches to Raya, he doesn't use the words of Tosos. He doesn't use any words. I think he means exactly what Tosos says, but it doesn't specify. But he's clearly changing. One thing is clear. Nivka Hira, after 3 years, are you the Mosak or is he the Mosak? You usually have a Raya Bimotim Yemenu, where many other things. That Gufa is the Shaka of the Tire of the Gemara, and that's what changes when they first said El Meapa, Tazak Shayim, a Tayyim, a Tazak, because you're Mosak, so what do you need a Tayyim if you're the Mosak? A Mosak doesn't need a Tayyim, a Mosak can say Leba Azazel. And then the answer was, no, Dilma Kedamar Hu. The reason is not because you're the Mosak. The reason is because
you have a good claim to be motzi from the mosar. If you don't have the taina, then you can't have any claim to be motzi from the mosar. Okay, let's continue reading the Gemara then. That's what I want to say about Shor Mua, but then we have some technicalities that come up here. So let's read the more technical parts of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, right, we're off to Ula Rav Meir. Ula Rav Meir, Tamar, Rechek, Negichos of Chayek, Kir, Negichos of Lokoshkin. Remember, we had a sheet of Rav Meir. Mechot Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir said, this is what the whole Maharam in Rittenberg, Himashal Ruch, based on. Rav Meir said, if 3 times and 3 days of blood, Kol Shekin, 3 times and 1 day of blood, that's even wilder. And Rav Yehuda disagreed. So the, oh, actually, just one more detail that I'll point out. This is a total side point. But in the end, we say chavrach islay v'chavr dechavrach chavr islay, right? Basically, everyone hears everything. Right? That's the maskana of why mechashal upon of work, because everyone hears everything. The Rishonah have a technical kasha, right? This is, it's a side point. But if chavrach chavr islay v'chulei, em chavrach v'chulei, lama ba'ina n'hada v'fanav, if everyone hears everything, why do you need to make the shor mu'ud 3 times with the abaylov? After all, chaver chaver islay. Just if the ox scores 3 times, even shalom b'funav, just bring the ox to court, declare publicly that it is wild, and then the abaylov will hear. And then at that point, once he hears, he's criminally negligent. If a huad b'vaylov lo yishmerenu, chaver chaver islay should be good enough for huad b'vaylov. I mean, that was the kasha. The kasha was just like Shor HaMu'ud you need to be fun of here, you also need to be fun of. The answer is no, everyone hears everything. So why Shor HaMu'ud need to be fun of? Anyone want to tell me one of the answers to the Rishonim? Who says the special Xeris HaKasav without explaining? Tosfos says Xeris HaKasav. Good. Tosfos says Xeris HaKasav. Okay.
Rabbeinu Gershom before Tosfos.
Correct. Rabbeinu Gershom says it before Tosfos. Zeris HaKasav, correct for me. Gershon, the first one that we know of who said Zeris HaKasav. Okay, thank you. Why is there Zeris HaKasav? Since we're not learning Bava Kama, we don't go further than that. Who gives us Svara more than Zeris HaKasav? Who gives us Svara? Rashi, what Svara does Rashi give? And I think the Ramban gives the same Svara. But we'll only give one person. Exactly, meaning the difference is Mecha'a is not about a psak of bezdin. Because the guy says, I will sue you and I think you're a thief. So it's only someone's subjective opinion. Mecha is a subjective opinion. A subjective opinion, chaver chaver islay, chaver 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 islay. But hadah is bezdin's finding the axe is wild. Hold on. That's called emechnami he was here. But bezdin can't issue a finding without hearing both sides, right? Says Rashi. How did bezdin, again, if the guy's moche, how do I know that I'm moche? Because it's me, and I'm moche. Mecha is subjective, if I decide to, then I'm moche. But here, Bezin's declaring that the ox gored 3 times. How did Bezin know the ox gored 3 times? Because they're Edom. How do they know the Edom are true? Okay, Bezin's not allowed passing based on Edom unless you give the guy an opportunity to cross-examine, right? And that's what Rashi said, makes a lot of sense, because the purpose of the dog is not so he hears. He'll hear anyway. Purpose of Adav Afanav is to give him a chance to defend himself and say it didn't happen. Because Hadah is objective, not subjective. And objective truth, the guy has to have a chance to defend himself. So it says Rashi. So it's not for hearing. Not for a hearing. Okay. You get the point. Tosu said, it's not the hearer, it's a clear scuffle. You hear it either way. Rashi said, you hear it either way. To defend himself. After all, literally to defend Shor, give me Mazum the Edom, give him a chance to me Mazum the Edom. Okay, what's the third shot? What's the third shot? What does Ben Yona say?
Well, when the case of Veniza can find the friends get involved.
People spread news of Mecha'a.
They're not going to bother.
But not Hadah, exactly. He's the only one who says. Rashi says, of course everything spreads. But there is the cause we need to fund him, or Rashi and the Rabban. Of course everything spreads. But he needs to be able to defend himself, not just to hear. It doesn't convince me in absentia. It's very nice that I hear it. I deserve a chance to defend myself. Says the Rinyana, no. People only spread news of Mecha'a. They don't spread news of Hada'a. Why would they spread news of Mecha'a and not news of Hada'a?
They figure that the Nizak himself will take care of it.
Okay. One, he says, because, hold on a second, if my ox gored three times, you're not going to go tell me that my ox gored, because if my ox, remember, three times of Tom, I still have a Chatzin Ezek, right? So the Nizak is going to want to collect the Chatzin Ezek for me. So my friends won't tell me about the three time. They figure, why do we have to tell them? The Nizak is going to come to request the Chatzin Ezek, right? If someone owes you money. What, you're not going to go tell them they owe you money? That's ridiculous. Everyone wants money. Therefore, they rely on the Nizak to go collect Chatzin Ezek so they don't bother to tell. Or another option is the friends are friends, right? This is Dan Chavskos. We thought Chavrach means everyone's a Yenta. No, Chavrach means Chavirin. Friends. If someone's moche, your friends tell you, let me give you a tip, this guy's moche, save your star. They're trying to help. But if my shore was caught three times boring, no one comes to tell me because they say, what are we going to tell the guy? That'll just make him chayav nezek shalom. What do we need to tell him for? It's a little funny because maybe they'll just tell me to lock up my shore and not get into it. But okay, says the Rebbe Yonah. Okay, so that's just three answers why we don't say chaver chaver islay by hada, either to a custom or to defend himself, or that people don't spread news of hada. Okay, Viker the Gemara. Uler, may the Gemara said, "Dam Rishon goes to Chayiv Kivin goes to Kol Shekain." Yeah, please. Akla, not yet. Akla Tvasa Peiri Bechad. Yeah, we have a little space. Not yet. Akla Tvasa Peiri Bechad. You know what? Take a picture of the board. Not jump to rash conclusions. The names you already done so to rethink that. Don't like less. So, Achla, what's a period of Chadio if you want to email? Should I have a Chazak? What's the point? According to our mayor, running in 3 years. After all, three times in one should be even better than three times in three, according to our mayor. So according to our mayor, what if you eat three fruits in one day, like a te'ina? That's our girsa. It should be a chazak. Let that be a chazaka. So the Gemara says, no. What do you mean a te'ina? Anyone remember what was unique about a te'ina? Beginning of a sechet peyer, right? Right, what is the phrase? Wasn't the beginning of peyer? It's not l'kitaso ka'achas, right? Te'ina, as opposed to almost everything else, that's why te'ina is potter from pale, right? Because not l'kitaso ka'achas. You don't harvest it at once. Everything else you harvest at once. I mean, if you would so desire, in the normal course of things. But in te'ina, some of the figs get ripe before the other figs are ripe, and apparently, I guess you're not supposed to leave them on too long or something. So you harvest whatever's ripe, and then you come back and harvest whatever's ripe, and you come back and harvest whatever's ripe. It's a funny kind of tree. Again, I'm not a farmer. I don't really understand, but this is the impression you get from the Mishnayos. So he said, then in Te'ina, I can eat three fruits in one day. I'll come in the morning, and there's a crop, but the rest isn't ripe. I'll come at lunch, there's a crop, and the rest isn't ripe. And I'll come at dinner, and there's a crop. Sigmar says no. Don't mean to shore mu'ad. Mashor mu'ad be'idna de isla ha'ni gicho, lesa ha'ni gicho. Can I be'idna de isla ha'ipira, lesa ha'ipira? No, because it has to be like shore mu'ad. Shore mu'ad, the three negichos didn't even overlap. Right? One ended for the other one began. Over here by the te'ina, they all overlap. This is ripe, and this is almost ripe. Right? This is 100% ripe, while this is 90%. So therefore, they're all overlapping, because the 90% overlap. And therefore, it doesn't have a separate thing. It's all the same thing, because it overlaps too much. Okay, that's logical. Sigmar says, but how about Hachanami bitten in this life? You need a case where when you're eating the first pre, the second one's not there yet. And Taina, they're all there. Akla plus a period here, it's not so clear what the gear says, but the gear said most Rishonim who started this way. How about if you eat two, three payros in one day, like slaf? How about if you eat slaf, le havi chazaka? Right, let a tzlaf be a chazaka. What's unique about tzlaf? Okay, says Rashi. Tzlaf prisha no. Sorry, 3 days. We'll read the Rashi. Rashi is 3 days. Prisha no nikkara yom dingim l'sof gimel yamin. Says Rashi, by tzlavaita ina, they're all like figs. Just some are ripe, some aren't. By a tzlaf is very, very fast. There are gemaras that talk about how fast a tzlaf produces its fruit. As a mashal for, you know, you look and then how do you believe that in all achbas hayamim, the nevuos of the Nevi'im, that everything will come out so fast from the ground? Now look at the tzlaf. Okay, so we see that the tzlaf in 3 days can produce three fruits from scratch. Basically, you go on Sunday and you pick some fruits and you don't really see any grown fruits. And then on Monday, you find more and you don't see any grown fruits. And on Tuesday, you find more. So there are three separate fruits. No, the answer is hasav mi iso migmur glogamar ve'azel. No, there the fruits are there. It's not like ta'ena where they're almost ripe. They're very small and unrecognizable. Rashi talks about being the whole nicker. But even though they're not recognizable, they're still physically there. And therefore, they still overlap and they only count as one fruit, not three fruits. Okay, here we have a big Girsa issue. I don't think there's a deep lumbus here. But there is a, just mentioned the big Girsa issue that Tosfos points out as to what the right Girsa is. What are the two stages in the Gemara? But we're not going to make a big deal of it. Here we have Shlav Aleph, Shlav Bet. According to Rashi, Shlav Aleph is Te'ena, which is in Yom Echad, you have three crops. And Shlav Bet is Tzlaf, which is in Gimel Yomim. And what's the difference in Te'ena and Tzlaf? The Te'ena is grown but not ripe, while the Tzlaf is Lo Nicker, right? What's the difference? The difference is that this is, where's my... Nicker below Nigmar. And this is low Nicker, but even though it's low Nicker, it's still growing. That's what the Gemara is doing in the end. What's Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa? What's Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa? Tosfos brings down, right?
Yeah.
Many. Regards Beresha, plus of Rechad Yom Gil Slav, Ubasarachi Te'ena, right? Says Rabbeinu Hananel. He says Slav, which is one day. And then after that, he has Te'ena, which L'chora, he has the Girsa of 3 days. That's the way that we show him bring him down. Te'ena, Gimel Yomim. And what's the difference between them? Now, here, obviously, it's a different Shakalataria. You can't explain the Svaras the same as Rashi, because then it would be backwards. According to Ben Hananel, the point of Slot is not that it grows fast. What's the point of Slot? According to Ben Hananel? What's the point of Slav? It has nothing with growing fast.
It has three independent parts.
It has three in different kinds of fruit, right? The Gemara discussed in many places. There are the Evyonos and the Kafrisen, and does he write here what they are?
Evyonos and the Pri.
Right, okay. So there are three. A caper bush, again, I'm not a farmer. I know I didn't do my research properly, but it says in Shas. I'm not a farmer, I rely on Shas. That there are three different kinds of edible parts that grow on the caper bush. So therefore, it has shlosha sugei peirot in one tree, not like lemons or apples. No, there's three different parts. You eat the, again, here's my amarasis in farming, but like, you know, maybe you make something out of the leaves and something out of the fruit and something out of the mist, the flower, whatever it is. Somehow, and then they say no, but it doesn't matter. Even though there's three kinds of fruit, they're all growing at the same time. They're all growing at the same time, doesn't count. Then they say te'ena, shloshet tugei peiros, and they're all nigmar and karachas, kulam gemurim. Then they say no, that doesn't count. But maybe te'ena should count because it's low nigmar. When you pick one, the other ones aren't nigmar. No, even that doesn't count because it's still overlapping. Those are the two main Girsos in the Rishonim. The Sefer Aruch seems to have a third Girsa. He says, Gimel Peros, Gimel Yom Tov Te'ena, Gimel Peros, Biyom Echad Kigon Tzlaf. I'm not exactly sure how this worked in Martim, but he did have a third Girsa. First he said, Te'ena, what was it? Te'ena, Gimel Yom. And then he said, Tzlaf, Yom Echad. So he had a different he had a different gear. It's not clear what the rest of his girsa was. So I'm a little loath to commit myself as to what his svara was. Meaning, by the pain, it's clear. In 3 days, some fruit is ripe today, some fruit is ripe tomorrow, some fruit is ripe the next day. They say, who cares? It's still growing. Then why did they bring in the slough in 1 day? Exactly what the meant. I'm not, you know, like, why do you think slough would be better? I'm not sure. But he had a third girsa. These are the two main girsas, and they are clearly a third girsa, but he didn't explain. I could speculate, basically, either something similar to Rashi or something similar to Reb Hananel. Those are the girsas. Now we're ready to go weiter. But in any case, the Gemara bans this. The Gemara goes weiter. Says the Gemara, Achla, plus a period, but plus a yomi. How about three crops in 30 days that don't overlap? Gonas pasta, like hay, right? What does that mean? Aspasta is you just like it, cut the stalks, like the hay, to feed the animals. Lehavi chazaka? No, hey chidami. How do you get three aspastas in 30 days? The kadiach ba'achla grows a little and you cut it. Achla means you like cut it and feed it to your animals. You don't literally eat it. It grows a little and you cut it, meaning you don't. Aspasta, you're not supposed to cut until it grows 30 days. That's when it's good. You cut it after 10 days, kadiyah, like as soon as it comes out, you cut it. There you are sneaking and eating. I mean, that's not the normal way of eating like a bailan. That's an abnormal way. You cut something before it's ripe when no one's looking. That doesn't look like bailas. That's not derech bailas. Rather, here's the real question. If you hold this like sharmuad, then even three crops in 3 months, aspasta, a full month, that's regular aspasta. Another full month, regular aspasta, another regular aspasta, you should have a chazak in 3 months. So why is 3 months enough? The answer is, it is, in a chanami, man hoch yushar yishmal, Rabbi Yishmal, hachanami. Okay? Hoch yushar is only within Rabbi Yishmal, and for Rabbi Yishmal, in a chanami, 3 months is good enough. How do we know? The tan right to tan Rabbi Shmuel made a room stay 11 was eatly and kana spaso months and days and kana says kato hare elu gimel shana and we know that's probably a little more than 3 months, but his point is it can be just a few months, just no, I don't know how many months he's talking about, 8 months, whatever. Rabbi Shmuel says in a kanami it could be less than a year. If you have three different kinds of trees or in your orchard, remember we had a machlokes what tefuah was, then yeah, for in 2 months you gather your tefuah before the zaysim grow. And then in another 3 months, the zaysim grow and you gather your zaysim before the figs grow. And then another 3 months, the figs grow and you gather your figs. Shalom al Yisrael, three different things that don't overlap with each other. It's fine, even though it's a few months. Likewise, as past in 3 months, he could have said in the Mishnah. Basically, for Bishmal, time is irrelevant. You just need three. You just need any three crops, even if it's only a month or two for each. And therefore, hopefully, Usur grew Bishmal, and that's why the more asked. Ularabanan Mai, since we don't pass like very strong, we pass like Rabbanan, as we know from Rav and Shmuel later on Daf Lamed Vav. We can't learn from Shmuel, rather, we have to learn from someplace else. Just one fascinating machlokes Rishonim before we move on to something else and then to the Rabbanan. It sounds from here like we can't pass in like Hoche Usha, right? Meaning, very small hold like Hoche Usha, but we don't hold like Hoche Usha. That's what it sounds like. We don't hold from Hoche Yusha. But is that so Pashat? That's actually a machlokes between the Rashba and the Tosos Rid. Why? Because this whole rejection of Hoche Yusha was only started with a Ule. Ule me?
No.
According to Rabbi Meir. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, being the one who argues on Rabbi Meir and Baba Kama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, do we have to conclude that Hoche Usha is only Rabbi Shmuel or not? Right? So this is a big machlokas. This is a big machlokas for Shonim. If you look at the Rashba, says the Rashba, he says he has the girsa of the Rach. What's the girsa of the Rach? We start with 1 day, then move to 3 days. Says the Rashba, Bekushizu, being the Rav Meir, being the Rav Yehuda, he, the Kosha ain't of Yom Echad, ain't a Kirb, the Yehosa of our Meir, Behain, Pirish, Rachzal, the Kushizu, Bekushidach, the Tlossa Piri, the Tlossa Yarchi, Konaspasta, the Kuli Almahim. Okay, we have a Rach. We don't have the original Pirish of Rabbeinu Hanano, like the Bar Ilan has Rabbeinu Hanano. That's that we don't have the original Pirish of Rabbeinu Hanano, of Basra. I think I mentioned this once.
There's Rav Zecharia Amagati, 800 years ago, who wrote a Sefer Haner, which nowadays can nickname Shitu Gubetzes Haner, because it's similar to Rav Tzal Ashkenazi Shitu Gubetzes, where he did a basically Shitu Gubetzes of very early Rishonim, because he was pretty early. And he quoted a lot of Rabbeinu Hananot, so the Rabbeinu Hananot on the Bar Ilan is from there. Not Rabbeinu Hananot's original papers. It's just the paragraphs from Rabbeinu Hananot that Rav Zecharia Amagati decided to include in his Sefer Haner. So we don't have Rabbeinu Hananot on Hilchei Yusha. If you look in the Bar Ilan, Rabbeinu Hananot, that doesn't mean it's not there. That it was there. The Rashba had it. Just we don't. The Rashba had the original Rabbeinu Hananot, and we only have the Rabbeinu Hananot, which was preserved through the Sefer Haner. If someday someone discovers some Yad Rabbeinu Hananot, they'll find this, even though it's not in. If you click commentaries Rabbeinu Hananot Bar Ilan, you won't find it. Okay, but that's just we don't have the original. Anyway, he quotes this from Rabbeinu Hananot as well. So it's the Rashba. It's Rabbeinu Hananot. There's no reason we shouldn't take his. There's no reason we shouldn't take his word for it. And Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing. I just, what a million people say from there. Basically, if you ask, what are the questions? The question is, Achal Gimel Peire Biyom Echad. Achal Gimel Peire Bigimel Yomim. Says the Rash, the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Yonah. This question is only according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says Shor HaMoed could be in one day. So the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, says in one day, maybe this will work in one day. But by the time they got to the question of 3 days, everyone except the Orach. We don't seem to have an Orach scarcity here because we don't fully understand it. Has first 1 day and then 3 days. That's a Seder card. I get to Aina, it's Lot, or it's Lot and Aina. But it's 1 day and 3 days. But this is Bain the Rev Meir, Bain the Rev Yehuda, right? Because if brought 3 days, it's not about those where everyone agrees start to be more than 3 days. So 1 day, but all the Rev Meir is only going on the first question. All the Rev Meir, what about 1 day? And then period. And Stam, what about 3 days? Bain or Bain or Bain or Yehuda. So in the end, we've disproven Hoche Usha Bain or Bain or Yehuda, or at least restricted them for Mishmael. However, the Tosos Rid reads it differently. He is the minority Shita here. Because it's Gimel Yomim. He says, no. He says, you can't take or Bain or Yehuda and do a... You know when you do like copy paste, you can keep original formatting, right? Or merge formatting. It doesn't matter. You can. It's not important. I'll find a better muscle. Or I won't use a muscle. Fine. What? Right. Even better, right? Meaning Excel spreadsheet. You can copy the value of a cell, or you can copy the formula of the cell. Okay. I don't care. Forget all the muscles. They're going to confuse you. The Maisa says the Rach and the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah says the Machlokas is 1 day. Everyone agreed 3 days. So for 3 days, there's no difference between Yehuda. They all agree it should work. They all agree it should work. And from then on, 3 days. For 30 days, they all agree. For 3 months, they all agree. Right. Says Rabbid, no. You have to adjust to the context. Shvarim. Goring oxes go by days. Crops of fields go by what's the unit? What's the unit for crops in a field, just intuitively?
Cycle of life.
Years, right? Meaning instead of days, it's years. Substitute years for days. And therefore, this question is also, and the question of 30 days, and the question of 90 days, etc. Let's read and let's write, etc. It also rock Lefi Rav Meir. Why? Because it's Shana, meaning Machlokas, you've written the Rashba, is when we translate, meaning Machlokas, between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda from Shor HaMuad Baba Kama to Cheskes Abatim Baba Basra,
Do we translate it with the unit of days, or do we just the unit? Whatever they say about days there, they can say about years here. So that's the machlokas. Says the Rash, they say days to days, apples to apples, days to days, and therefore one day is only for a day. Once you get to 3 days, a question for everyone. But according to the Rid, no, it's the units that are appropriate for your context. Days becomes years. And since all these questions are 1 year, they're all only according to Rabbi Meir, who says, here in Minichosim, 1 year is Chayim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have no questions. What comes out radically according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rid, which, I say Yehuda, the Rid says it comes out according to the Rid. What comes out according to the, says the Rid, that when it says the Rabbanan Mai, they could have said, what do you mean the Rabbanan Mai? Right? The Rabbanan Mai just, we don't pass like Greg, we pass like Rehuda. Talking about Bobakam, we don't pass like Rehuda. We pass like Rehuda. We don't pass Ken. Rethinking goes behind the keeping it close to the Kulsh Ken. We pass Ken, here we get close on Spotter. So therefore, if we pass like from Yehuda, we could say the Hacham and follow Hocha Yusha. Why? Because according to Hochei Usha, since we pass like Yehuda, you need 3 years, just like Shormoy needs 3 days. So this is, what's the big nafgamina? Maybe I should have. What's the big nafgamina? The big nafgamina is between everyone in the Rid, is that the Rabbanan can't be Hochei Usha according to everyone else, which is the first shot in the Gemara. The Rabbanan can't be Hochei Usha, they have to be something else. But according to the Rid, no, the Rabbanan can be Hochei Usha. Lefi my dekaimolan kirab Yehuda in Bava Kama. Since we all like Rabbi Yehuda's 3 days become 3 years, so even Hochei Usha maybe be 3 years, they said the Rabbanan. That, and he said himself, the Gemara could have said that. The Gemara could have said, oh, the Rabbanan also Hochei Usha. They were just wondering, according to Rabbi Meir, what would you say? But for us, so what's the big nafkamina? We're not Rabbi Shmuel-ness. We're Chachamim. We're Rabbanan-ness. Rabbi Shmuel-ness, both Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Tarvayu in slightly different words, which may or may not mean the same thing. May not have a bigger or smaller difference between them, as we saw. The Dekalmara, they say we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We don't like the Rabbanan needs 3 years. According to the most Rishonim, that means we don't hold like Hochei Usha. We don't pass like Hochei Usha. We have to move on with our lives. But according to the Rid, we do pass like Hochei Usha because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. It's only according to Rabbi Meir we don't pass like Hochei Usha. That's a tremendous nafkamina throughout the whole parak. We have to remember that according to those who really hold like Hochei Usha, and according to everyone else, we don't. That's a mishmak nafkamina. Okay, now we will move on. But before we move on in the Gemara, I wanted to relate to, you know, a hack that's been going around the base medrash and just the Bible. So the strange formulation of the Gaonim, please take that word again. The strange formulation of the Gaonim, maybe some of you read the article about it. It's not, certainly not Ma'ake, especially since I don't agree with it. The strange formulation of the Gaonim about Hezitz Gimel Shpanim. And the best way to understand that strange formulation of Gaonim here, I apologize, I'm going to repeat for a few minutes some of the things where I know they're saying Shira Kolim. I don't have another good option to say what I want to say without first repeating some of the background. The Ritva has a really, really nice way of starting out the parak. The Ritva does a great job of starting out the parak. What does he say? He says, you have to know in Shas. What does he say? The biggest problem of Shas is sometimes you have two words that are the same word but are conceptually unrelated. Don't be fooled, right? The famous Reb Chaim story, right? When someone came and asked him, what's with you and all your Brisker Lundus? You had two things, they look the same, and all of a sudden you say they're two totally different things. Why can't we just read everything in Pshuto? Whatever it says is what it is, and don't make two dinim out of everything. So Reb Chaim Brisker says, according to you, I have a great pesach that comes out. What if you want to have a party with Shevar Brachos and all the people were ready at the wedding? You can't say Shevar Brachos, what do you do? He says, no problem. Just bring a brick, pulverize it, rebake it into a brick. Or some versions of the opposite. You take clay and shake it into a brick and then pulverize it, lowest than that, and then you have no problem. Why? Because the Marmakam says, Mefurish, that Shino is Kone, And even if you take the brick and pulverize it and make it into another brick, that's still considered a shinui, even though it's still a brick. Panim chadashos. It's a totally different brick. So now we have panim chadashos, you can change shem brachos. Because after all, you don't want to start being lumdish and saying that panim chadashos means different things in different dafnushas. Right. Right. Okay. That was, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says chazaka is a little bit of a panim chadashos. Says the Ritva, Perish, call chazaka the niskaris bekanim chazaka shel raya. The ain ze chazaka the kinyan han is keris bin chosim she'en lamach rayas. The ainam domo zo lezo cloud. Says kinyanim. What perik and shas is kinyanim? The perik and shas of kinyanim is perik ha'isha niknes. And, you know, again, we're a yeshiva she'yit. So we don't have any idea of that because you never get more to double digit dafim in any mistake. But once upon a time, they learned all of shas. And they realized that they have an Imri's niknes, they have a Kenania's niknes, and Behema's niknes, and the Chasim She'en Lamachrayas, and the Chasim She'ish Lamachrayas. All the Kenyanim right there. So, obviously, a little bit in other places of Shas also. But what does it say there? It's a How are you Kona Karka? You're Kona Karka, but Kesef Shtar Mechazoka, the three classic ways of being Kona Karka. And the word Darshan is Kesef Mi Nolan, Shtar Mi Nolan, Chazoka Mi Nolan. And the answer is, right, there are two versions of the answer. Either Ushvuba or Echem Asher Tafastem, you're Toface through Yeshiva. Or Virishtem, Virishtem will Sabi Shaptem, or you're Yorish through Yeshiva. Basically, Chazaka equals Yeshiva. Okay, so that is about Kinyanim. That's a mode of doing a Kinyan. It's not about proving anything. Everyone admits what happens, right? I sell you a cow. We all admit what happened. If I sold you a cow and we didn't do a proper Maisa Kinyan, it's not your cow. If we did a proper Maisa Kinyan, it is your cow. And nothing to do with proving, just having to do with what was chal, what wasn't chal. That, the Ritva says, has nothing to do with our parrot. Nothing to do with our parrot. Our parrot is a different kind of chazaka. It's just coincidence, just panim chadashos. It's a different kind of chazaka. It's about proving who's right and who's wrong. The Chesed Gimel Shana doesn't make a chalos. No matter which side you say, it means chalos mu'zaka. It doesn't make a chalos of transfer of ownership. It doesn't transfer ownership. It just proves who owns it. One formulation, the other formulation just proves who owns it. It doesn't affect the transfer of ownership. So there are two different chazakas, nothing with each other. And what's his proof? His proof is that they are two antithetical actions. Okay, we'll have to come back again and again in this parrot to whether his assumption is correct, because many Rishonim say he's only half right. That's granted for now. He said there are two opposite things. The chazaka of proof you get by doing what and not by doing what, says the Ritva? By achila, by benefiting from the ground, from the land, and not by improving the land. If you improve the land, that doesn't prove you owner, that proves you're doing the owner a favor. If you benefit from the land, you're the owner. But the kinyan of acquiring, make chalos mechir on the land, achilas peres doesn't help. I know it's my folks, but let's think of it for now. Benefiting doesn't make you kona, only improving the land makes you kona. And that's how he reads the Mishnah later on, in Daf and Aleph and Aleph. In one place in our perek, the Mishnah brings in the other kind. He says, yeah, in one place, the Mishnah has the contrast. Says Mishnah Aleph and Aleph. I meant the Mishnah and Beis and Aleph. B'med v'rum b'machzik. What had this whole parak been talking about? And Rashbam says, whether it means the 3 years and all the rules of 3 years, or whether it means those people who don't have a chesketz gimel shanim because it doesn't prove anything, so there's another reason they were there, because there are recent apotropsin and this and that, etc. That's the machzik, meaning when you're trying to prove something. If you're just giving someone a present, you're just trying to make a chalos, not prove anything. You want to give them the present, he wants to accept the present. Or, should someone want to split it up? There's not proving anything. They just want to make a chalos. Or massive nefes ager. You have hefker, meaning the ger died and he has no yorshim. And you're trying to go from a hefker, null gadar parats kosher, raise a chazaka. All you do was null gadar parats, you make a fence. We're not going to define it right now. You make a fence, take down a fence, put up a lock, etc. Kolshu, that is a chazaka, says the Ritva. Yeah, and that's where we're contrasting the two meanings of chazaka. One Mishnah here tells you, you should know these two chazakas have nothing to do with each other. So they throw in very briefly, there's another word chazaka, which is totally different Indian. Right, that's what the Meiri looks at. Also, says the Meiri, yes, at some point in our perek, in the Hakdama of the perek, he says, there's going to be something she'ena b'chal elu chazakos, which has nothing to do with the chazakos we're talking about in most of the parak. Cheskes kinyan shakari niknava. Cheskes, you can mention the cheskes kinyan, which has nothing to do with the chazakos we're talking about. Okay, for the Meiri and the Ritva, and that's pretty much what it sounds like from the Rashbam and that Mishnah and Daf. Membezim and Aleph, he says, Uvehai chazak shimakom kinyan liknos karka. That's about a kinyan, and this is about a raya. And what's striking is if you go to Membezim and Aleph, to the Mishnah, and you look in the Ein Mishpat, take my word for it, what happens in the Ein Mishpat? Until the words Aval, where is the Ein Mishpat? Hilchos toim v'nitan. That's before you get to Aval, this other case, Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, Hilchos Mechira, Hilchos Shchenim, Hilchos Zechiya, Hilchos Mechira. Right? Basically, you're going from Hilchos Toim V'Nitan in Sefer Mishpatim to Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, Mechira, and Shchenim in Sefer Kinyan. The Rambam is very clear. Right? I'm not saying we're going to use every word in the Ritva. We'll get to it. But Bigadol. There's the chazaka in Hilchos Toim V'Nitan and Sefer Mishpatim, about Mishpatim, proving who's right and who's wrong. And then, Aval, you should know, in one half of Mishnah, they point out there's something else that really belongs to Kiddushin. Aval, there's another kind of chazaka which belongs in Sefer Kinyan. Okay, that is a davar pasha to all the Rishonim. Again, is there any similarity at all in some cases? Perhaps yes, perhaps no. We'll get to that machlokes in the Rambam and the Ritva. But it's another portion of the Rishonim that we're talking about two different ball games. We're talking about two different ball games. That's the portion of the Rishonim. And you want to know how? What's the marker for Cheskes Kinyan? Chazaka minolan kiddushin af chavav. V'rav v'rishdim osav v'shavtim bo. V'shavtim v'arechem asher tefastem. You want to know what's the marker for Cheskes Raya? Minolan our hochi usha, and then we're not finished yet. Rabbanan Mai, we have I lost my place. We have the Havmin of Yermina, and we have Mechila, and we have Kpeda, and we have his Zahiris Beshtara. Until we get to Rav of Zahiris Beshtara, which we'll have to analyze. Okay, two totally different things. Never the twain shall meet.
Just that most recently have the gifts of Minolan that the Shahi Gimel Shaman. Did they take the Chazak as a given? And then the whole question is just how do we know it's 3 years?
Okay, fair enough.
It seems like they got it from Kedushin.
Fair enough, but let's just point at, okay, I mean, you're making an assumption there, because what might I have said, what I might have said was, even if you have Minayim Chazaka, Gimel Shana, Shehi Gimel Shana, meaning, how do we know Chazaka Metalfum is Miyad? And Chazaka of Karka is Gimel Shana. I wouldn't necessarily be referring to Kedushin. It's referring to Tomi Nithan. Having on Tomi Nithan, the Tathlon was holding it for 1 minute wins, and the Karka only for holding it for three years, you win. Okay, but all right, you know, I won't prove anything. Fine.
I mean, can't you say, isn't Ramban's Perush on Ochiyusha getting very close to Cheskes Kinyan?
Give me a second. But first, again, not everyone knows what the Gaonim say. The Gaonim have a, now, it's not every single Gaon. But I haven't found a stira galuya to this in the Gaonim. It's funny, it's one of these mysteries. If all the Gaonim had a certain approach, why would all the Rishonim not have that approach? Is a bit of a mystery. Maybe it'll be a little easier if we bring them a little closer, although it's still a bit of a mystery because they're at least different in formulation. But it's why there's an approach that's widespread among the Gaonim. Again, you don't find this in the Bahag, but you don't find the opposite in the Bahag. You just find, you know, a terseness in brevity in the Bahag. But certainly in the father-son duo of the ended group of the Gaonim, or Rav Shrira Gaon or Rav Hai Gaon, Rav Shrira Gaon says, and again, all these Chuvas Gaonim have these weird names. Paul Gunnell, really don't pay any attention whatsoever to the weird names of Chuvas Gaonim. They have nothing to do with anything. Just when whoever published Chuvas Gaonim either decided to give it some cute name when he published it, basically Chuvas Gaonim don't have names. Because they just published manuscripts they found from a long time ago that have a lot of Gaonic material, not from one person and not one book. So either they gave it a cute name or the Velt just nicknamed it after the last name of the guy who published it. So here we have all these weird things. Chuvas Gaonim, Coronel. Some guy named Coronel who published two, found a manuscript, published two was a Gonin. Or two was a Gonin Shari Tzedek. You know, the, okay. I'm sure there's a reason he called the Shari Tzedek. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, so don't pay attention to the name. Pay attention to the name of the Gon who's talking here. Says Rav Shrier Gon, he says something wild. He says, karka can be acquired from a bari, meaning not a shchid mera, in three ways, kesef shtar and cheskes gimel shonim. Already, what are you, kesef shtar and cheskes gimel shonim? No, no, no. We should have kesef shtar and chazaka of nol gadur paratz miyad, and eidim, you know, shtar, migo, you know, shvua, and cheskes gimel shonim. No, cheskes gimel shonim is the kinyan. Uve cheskes gimel shonim nemar shvua arechem asher tefastim vatefastim chazaka. He explicitly sticks the word Gimel Shtonim into the Gemara in Kiddushin. Kiddushin, I don't know if that means he had a gears in the Gemara in Kiddushin, or he just sticks it in. Kiddushin is Kesef Shtar and Cheskes Gimel Shtonim. Cheskes Gimel Shtonim is learned from the, you know, the Shvuva, Rima Sher Tepastem, and Yerishta Vishavtava, and now it's, we will tell us. So why does the Argmar say Minola? Argmar doesn't say Minola, this Cheskes Gimel Shtonim. That's learned in Kiddushin. Just in Kiddushin, doesn't say how we know three. Argmar tries to figure out the three. That's what Tzvi was saying. But he clearly thinks they're one concept. Rav Hai Goin is not quite as strong, but says a similar thing. He says there are, I just gave you some context so you know the context. He says, Sefer Mekel Memkar, there's a book of Rav Hai Goin, not Tshuva's, his book about Kenyatta. He's probably the, maybe even the first person to ever write a book about the halachas of Kinyanim. He might have actually been the first person to write a book about the halachas of a lot of things. He wrote little treatises about the halachas of everything. Mishpat Shvuos and this and that, etc. Okay, so what he says, he says, here are the 15 ways of being kona something. The first is kesef, the second is shtar, the third is chazaka, which only works for karka and avadim. True, not for metalpolin. And he says there are two kinds of chazaka. Again, within Kinyanim, there is Gimel Shanim, which is Yeshua Taino, when you argue about it. And then there's Chazaka that you both agree, and that's no good word for fun of Kolshu. That's even a Kolshu, even in 1 second. So he says, Gimel Shanim, meaning what does he say? He says the Mishnah Dachman Beis, which contrasts Gimel Shanim with no good word Kolshu, are two kinds of Kinyanim. Again, very similar to his father. Says, yeah, within Kinyanim, of course, there's also Kinyanim that don't eat 3 years. Within the Chazaka of Kinyanim that we learn in Kiddushin that goes with Kesem and Shtar, there's the 3 years version. He views the Mishnah Daf and Beis as two versions of the same thing, not contrasting Panim Chadashos, Panim Chadashos. Contrasting two versions of the same thing. Likewise, we have in the Sefer Halachos Tzubos. We're not sure who wrote Halachos Tzubos. There's a lot of Halachos books floating around in the Gaonim. Most of them were probably not named, but they were named by their author. That was just a nickname. The author didn't name Halachos Gedolos Halachos Gedolos. It just became very big. So they named Halachos, nicknamed it Halachos Gedolos. They were just writing Halachos, right? There's the Halachos Psukos of Rabbi Yudai going. There's the Halachos Gedolos, which some ascribe to Yudai going, but most scholars think it was written by Rav Shimon Kayara. There is, which is the Masorah of Rishonei Sfarad. There's Halachos Tzuvos, which the book very similar to Halachos Tzuvos. All these Halachos books are sort of similar to each other. In Halachos Tzuvos, what do you say? Cheskes batim shalosh shanim. But it's just a one-liner. There's no context. Halachos Tzuvos is mostly about like Orach Chaim Dekinyanim, a little Yordea. And then he has like Shemesh Bezdin. He just said like these one-liners of Kolshin Mishpat. Cheskes batim shalosh shanim bana v'sadar paretz v'gider v'lo ira lov shem adam olam v'chsa. 3 years in all other parts, which is breaking everything the Ritva said. There's that 3 years, Achilas Peros, you benefit from the land. La'alter is all other parts, the land benefits from you, you improve the land. And one is for Kenyan and one is for Raya. All of a sudden, he says 3 years of Bana Susser parts, Begidav, Lo'iril of Shemadaba Olam, that's Chazaka. He's mixing and matching. What did he see from the mixing and matching of the Halachas Ketubos? Again, I'm going to put all the Gonim together. I'm going to assume they all go together because they're all saying more or less the same thing. Whether you'll tell me historically, did every single Gon quoted here agree with every prat and every other Gon quoted here? Timing is important. They all have the same yisod. What's the yisod here? No gadar or paratz takes 3 years? Isn't that against the Mishnah, which says no gadar or paratz kol shu arei chazaka? Isn't that against? And here's the hint. Rav Haigun says, no, go to parts the fun of kol shehu. What's your answer? What's your answer? Is the halacha suba crazy or is he a shita? No, go to parts but in the kol shehu. What happens to the Rav Haigun, the fun of kol shehu? What's the answer? Is the halacha suba crazy or is he a shita? And the footnote in some Yinzei Gaonim Sefer I have in Bava Bhaskara, he says he's crazy. Not in that, no, talk that he says, sorry, Leon, etc. But I admit everything needs a yin. The body needs a yin. But we know the yin. What's a shita? His shita, I think, is exceedingly clear. His shita, I think the shita is going to be exceedingly clear. Come on, I gave this away to you guys. I said, how can he say, Shalom, Shalom, Gon of a Sasar, Paritz, Vigider? Didn't Rav Haigun say, no, go to report the fun of Kol Shehu, like the Mishnah? The fun of, is the halacha too was talking about the fun of? Lo ira lav shum adam ba'olam. Does that sound like a lashon of the fun of? Lo ira lav shum adam ba'olam? No. Lo ira lav, that would be the fun of. No, that's lo ira lav shum adam ba'olam. If I'm b'fnei the other, if you're selling me your house, and we're both there and I do it, you wouldn't call that, what's lo ira? Means I do it and no one said anything for a long time. That says Simul Shonim. What's the shita of the Sumos? The shita is against the Ritva. The Ritva thinks there's two kinds of Maaseh Moshe: Achila and Binyan. You know, Tikkun Karka is one kind of Maisa, which goes to one kind of Chazaka. Achila is Peros, another kind of Maisa, goes to another kind of Chazaka. Says the Aloch Sumos, no. There is no difference in Achila is Peros and Nal Gadur Paratz. A Maisa is a Maisa. It's all yeshiva. Yeshiva is yeshiva. Whether yeshiva is by eating the payrolls, whether yeshiva is by building a fence, all yeshiva is the same. You know what the only difference is? The difference is befanav. That's the difference. Befanav is the outer, and shalom befanav is 3 years. There's no difference in the mice, and the Ritva is wrong. There are two mice chazaka. There's one mice chazaka called yeshiva, however you express your yeshiva. There's two time periods in chazaka. Bifanav chazaka is la'alter's biyad. Shalom bifanav, it's 3 years. And therefore, what did the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah didn't mean to contrast achilas piros with no other parts like the Ritva said. The Mishnah meant to contrast bifanav with shalom bifanav. When I'm in your land and you're not here, in 3 years I'm booked so I can blow your adam. Regardless of what kind of mice I did. I some intelligent Maisa. I understand. I can't do stupid Masa like all the ones in the Gemara that don't count. I do some intelligent Maisa. Mm-hmm. Some normal Maisa Yeshiva. But any Maisa Yeshiva in 3 years to Lova Funav or La Alter Funav. And what's the proof? The proof is this next Makar from, I'm sorry, I didn't write who it was, Rav Nachshon Gaon. How are Nachshon, like Ben Aminadav. Rav Nachshon Gaon. How are those from Nachshon Gaon? Because in the Shari Tzedek, we lucked out. The first one said Rav Shri Gaon. But the way the Shari Tzedek goes, he says the name of the Gaon and then just however many tshuvas they have from him, but only says the name of the Gaon once. So if you go back to Simanim from this one, you see it's from Nachshon Gaon. Shavishaltem, Vishashaltem, 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 Vishashaltem. Then it moves on to someone else. So this is Rav Nachshon Gaon, not one of the more famous Gaonim. He quoted Daf Lamed Hayyam Beis. What is saying Daf Lamed Hayyam Beis? He totally like sin in the paper, without getting into the details. It's my field, and don't be claiming that I bought it. If we have proof that I gave him a basket of fruit, he was in that field, and I helped him say, oh, here's your fruit. And I passed him the basket. That's a chazaka for him right away. What kind of chazaka is it right away? Chazaka of raya. It's a raya that I admitted to him, because by giving the basket of fruit, I'm admitting it's his land. Okay, that gives me the details. Says Rav Nachshon Gaon, he says, yeah, giving him a basket of fruit is a chazaka l'alter, just like the Gemara Bava Basra, which is basically quoting the Mishnah Kedushin, or rather the Mishnah, Nal Gadur Parts with Fun of Kol Shehu Chazaka. What does he say? He said, Nal Gadur Parts the same as eating fruit. Eating fruit, Nal Gadur Parts the same thing. La'alter to Chazaka, with Fun of. Just like Nal Gadur Parts with Fun of La'alter, a basket of fruit with Fun of La'alter. And put that with the Halach Tzuvah, just like eating fruit to Lova Fun of 3 years. Null God of Parats, Lova Funners 3 years. For the Gaon, there is no difference in Null God of Parats and eating fruit. There is just a difference between Funav and Shaloba Funav. And that's what Rav Haigun means. But yet, Taina versus not Taina. Not Taina means with Funav, we're all agreeing. Yeshmo Taina means we disagree. And of course, what's the fascinating part about this Rav Nachshon Gaon? all the Rishonim say, no, the Gemara Daf Lamed Hema Beis Dechetzkes Raya. If I give you a basket of fruit, right away it's a Raya for you. But Nachum Gaon compares that to no other parts of Cheskes Kinyan. Yeah, because the Gaonim hold there's no difference. Cheskes Kinyan together is Raya. It's all the same din. And you also see that, by the way, at the very end of Rav Haigon, I'm putting ellipsis. He says, Gaonim Ein Lehem Chazaka. Gaonim Ein Lehem Chazaka, according to the normal way of looking at it, is talking about Cheskes Kinyan or Cheskes Raya. Animals that wander the street have no Chazaka. What does that mean? There's no Raya. If I'm holding that, it doesn't prove it's mine because I might have chopped it off the street. Says Rav Haigon, Kinyan Chazaka is not Kona animals, only Karkav Avadim, because Godos Ein Lehem Chazaka. Again, they mix and match Kinyan Chazaka with Raya's Chazaka. They think it's all the same thing. If Godos Ein Lehem Chazaka of a Raya, that means Godos Ein Lehem Chazaka of Kinyan. Why? Because Metaflin don't have Chazaka, only Karka and Evikani have Chazaka. And the last thing this Chuvas Gaonim for Chemach Gaon says, basically the same as Rav Shrier Gaon. Nechashim sheish ma'achrayis the kashkar chazaka according to the Mishnah Kedushin from Rino on the Gemara Kedushin chazaka minolad amrchisya amrkrav of shuv barechem sher tapastim shaloshad. Okay, not clear where to put the comma. What's he saying? The Mishnah and Kedushin is talking about shaloshadim. A shaloshadim guy hanging in shalom afarvol a fun amila altar chazaka. It's exactly the point. There's one din of chazaka. There isn't one din of kinyan and one din of raya. There isn't one din of achilas peros and one din of tikkun karka. There's one din of chazaka which has two types. The fun amila shalom afarvol. The global fund of is 3 years, and the fund of is, and the fund of the altar, ben l'raya, ben l'kinyan, there's no difference in raya and kinyan. I think that's a clear sheet of the gomen.
Two questions. One, just he said that no person came in was buyer. So clearly he's not talking about after that.
I think it's clear.
In theory, there's only one person who can come in with buyer.
Yeah, I mean,
That's
not true. A shliach could be ma'arer, etc. I think.
Then you'd be able to say that you're going up against a ma'arer, then you need achilas peros and retain all of the gemaras.
What he means is the lo ma'arer means no one's ma'arer after 3 years. So then you have, no, I'm going to say it says 3 years without a ma'arer. If there's no ma'arer, why do you need 3 years?
Meaning tefer, and he goes and is going to really challenge his ownership.
And therefore, you need 3 years. You need 3 years to build an heifer, really? That's what you did, that's what the ritual would agree. It's already crazy. What's crazy? You're not saying anything.
So then the second question.
Did you get this board with all the hashlamas?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't. You can just check your gallery.
This is true.
Okay. Anyway.
During the 3 years, during the 3 years, what rights does the master have?
Hold that off. Okay, here comes it out. In the university world, if you argue on the side of your boss, you're in big trouble. Right, then, unless you have tenure, you get the bad class assignments, you have tenure. But they know how to assign to you the classes that all start at 6:30 in the morning. But in the Yeshiva belt, if you argue on your Rosh Yeshiva, then it's Esvahi Basufa. So I'm going to argue on Ray Miller. Okay, we're good? Okay, let's just see how the Ritva says this. And again, I'm not denying that some of us maybe know a little of what we're going to see during this, because the rest of this year, that the Rambam argues on one or two pratim of the Ritva. But I am going to claim that all the Rishonim that I mentioned are more or less the same as this Ritva. Says the Ritva, here's the Ritva. Says the Ritva, there are tzvei dinim. One, two. Chezkas Raya and Chezkas Kinyan. That's the Rambam sounds like, yes. And the Eve sounds like, yes. The Rambam, as we saw from the perusal of the Ein Mishpat, who is not lying to us there, clearly implies. What's the difference between them? The difference is the Sug Maisa. This is Achilas Peros. And this is Tikkun Karka. The difference is this man. This is Gimel Shanim, and this is La'alter. The difference is the Makor. This is from Utfastem or Virishtem. And this is from the Gemara, Reish Cheskas Habatim. And obviously, you know, one is Ishlis. Okay. That's how he reads the Mishnah Daf and Beis, contrasting two totally different things. This is, what do I mean by this? Prove a pre-existing halos versus create a halos. Never the twain shall meet. The Gaonim disagree. The Gaonim disagree. What do the Gaonim say? They say there's only one din. Chazaka. There's only one din of Chazaka. What? So gemaisa? Chazaka. Bing raya. Bing kinyan. Okay, we'll say for now. Only one din of Chazaka. What? So gemaisa? Bing achivas peros with bing hikun karka. There's no difference. It's all a halos of yeshiva. There's no difference between them. And what's the proof? After all, we have 3 years of raya of tikkun karka and halacha sumos, and we have one day somehow equivalent to giving peros or tikkun karka in the Reb Tzemach going. What is the makor? It's all from Utfastem / Virishtem in Kiddushin. Because it's almost done comes from there. What's the only technical difference? The technical difference is this man. In this man, there's Bifanov, which is La'alter. And there's Shalom Bifanov, which is Gimel Shanim. And that's Bing. And that's Lama Hayim and Beis. Well, what happens with Lama Hayim and Beis? If you're trying to prove who owns the karka, if you give it to me and you're in front of me and you hand me a basket, then even if I know that's for altar. Okay, this is clearly the scheme of the Gaonim. The question is, how does this make sense? After all, there are two different things, right? That's the old question. There are two different things. There is Kenyan and there is Raya. What's Pshat and the Gaonim? And here, okay, Ray Miller followed this fine Talmud Chacham, who authored this article, he published in Yeshura a number of years ago. And what did he want to taina? What did it mean? What did the Gaonim mean? What's the pshat of the Gaonim? So what's pshat of the Gaonim? So, or let's say what's the lamdus of the Gaonim says. One pshat, this fellow who discovered all these interesting shitas, his name is Shlomo Ginsler from Yeshivas Chevron. You probably not Yeshivas Chevron anymore. This was a long time ago. It doesn't say when it was, but it was definitely a long time ago. Said Rav Ginsler that there is only Cheskas Kinyan. How about there's only a Kinyan after all? They put it in Kenya. Kesef, Shtar, and Kenyan, Gimla, and Chazak, and Gimel Shanim. There's only a bit of Kenyan. And what's going on in Cheskes Abatim? Cheskes Abatim is a Kenyan. Is a new Kenyan, not a proof of an old Kenyan. That's his chish. Cheskes Abatim is not like everyone thought until now. Everyone thought until now it was Buchzokos, it was Rai Shtika, maybe you'll have some other possibilities. Right? That's what everyone thought until now. No, it's not a proof for pre-existing Kenyan. When I'm on the land for 3 years and you don't say anything, well, Irgun from the Olam, that doesn't prove that I bought it 3 years ago. I claim I bought it with a Kusher Shtar 5 years ago. I've been here 5 years. No, or 3 years. My 3 years don't prove that I bought it with Shtar 3 years ago. Maybe I did. They prove that now I bought it through Kazaka. Okay, that is a very, very big hitch. It sounds like what the Gaonim are saying is they keep saying Kenyan, but it's a very, very big hitch. Because really, it's a new Kenyan? Not that works beautifully with the Havamina. Ah, Chazak Shein Matayna, they have a Chazaka. Oh, great for the Havamina, Chazak Shein Matayna. Of course, what do you need a Tayna of an old story? After all, you have a new Kenyan. 3 years to no Kenyan. Okay, that Havamina does not last very long. I mean, you know, forget what Shon said, you didn't really mean it, literally said for anyone else. But the Havamina says one day in total. The Havamina doesn't last very long. To be in a Havamina anymore is not going to help us. It has to work with Maskana the car. And this is not just Maskana that, oh, what a more one said. Right? So here you're going to it's going to get very dark. This is why I disagree. Why do I disagree? What are my problems? Are one, why do you need a Taina? So what he's going to say is, you don't need a Taina that you bought it already. You just need a Taina that you intended to acquire through Chazaka. Same question as you say. That's very dark. Why do you need a Taina, right? Dachuk to say you only need Tainas Kenyan Al Yedei Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That's not what it sounds like in the Mishnah. It says, oh, I need a Taina. I can't Taina. No one said anything. I need a Taina. I intended to get squatter rights. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like in the Little Parasol. You need a Taina. I bought it. Fair and square. I got a batana fair and square. I told my carefully a ton of something batana. Fair and square. Oh, yeah, you gave it to me a batana because of the 3 years. Sounds like you need a tiny beside for 3 years. That is super dogged. Not to mention that is super dogged. Not to mention the fact that if I have Ketzke still funding, do I own the land starting now or starting many years ago? Now, the proof is I don't have to give you back the payrolls of the last 3 years, right? I keep the payrolls for all 3 years, right? Why does a machzik gimel shanim, why does a machzik gimel shanim, and it's very clear, own it limafreya from the beginning of the chazaka?
You might not. I mean, if he doesn't own the payrolls from last 3 years, he also doesn't own that. We're not going to say, oh, you're eating the last 3 years.
Maybe we're both, okay. But it seems clear that the parent owns it retroactively. Maybe show me only kind of a boss, you need 3 years to become that. Okay, you can get out of this. There are ways out of this.
It's the same problem for when Zan and Ram.
No, and if he wins to their boss, huh? But he wins retroactively.
No, they think you're becoming.
If you own this phone 3 years ago, I'm holding this phone, it's mine retroactively. Most of friends are retroactively. Because they're not winning, they're being caught at.
Exactly. Can
you have a driver? Okay, I'll tell you also why. The main reason I don't like it is looking at Rav Haigun. At the end of the big paragraph, he said, "Av chazak she'ena matayna v'lemikne bi'alma hu dekaboy nado gutter parts kosher reiza chazaka." Chazak she'ena matayna when they both agree is only the mikne bi'alma. It's only to acquire it. What's that? Like gimel shana is not to acquire it. Letting gimel gutter parts alter to acquire it. The gimel shana is not to acquire it. Why are they both lemikne? Why does he call that one lemikne? Right? And Rav Haigun says, Rav Haigun, he says, no, chazaka she'en imataina is lemikne bi'alma, is only to complete a kenyan. What does that mean? Cheskes gimel shanim is more than completing a kenyan. What is it? It's a right. That sounds mashma dechevkas gimel shanim eino rak kenyan. Ela what? Ela raya. What's the other option? Right? Why does he call the Nogar Persla Alto the Mikne Bialma? Isn't this also the Mikne Bialma according to him? Aren't they all the Mikne Bialma? So I'm not Makabal the Taina that the Gaonin think has these emotions of the new Kenya. Rather, who said that? Joel said Ramban, they're Rambanics. They hold with both dogs. Okay. Says me. It's Muzakos, and I'm also going to call it a Mariah. Ah, if it's Muzakos, why do they put it in Kinyanim? So here, you just notice, we discussed this when we learned Bava Metzia, but I don't know who's been here since Bava Metzia. But in many places in Shas, Muzakos and Kinyan are considered equivalent. In the Gemara, I only took two lines. It's very hard to take two lines out of this Gemara about Metzia, I admit, because it's a very complex Gemara. But the Gemara Metzia is arguing whether Rachov is a kinyan or not, riding an animal is a count a kinyan or not. And they've been riding back and forth. Is Rachov a kinyan Meshikha or is it not a kinyan Meshikha? Oh, it's been riding from kinyan Meshikha. No, but riding from Shine open. If two people are Rachov an animal, then they split it because one's half to each of them. Why bring riding back and forth from Muchzakos to kinyan? Why not have separate sugyas? Whether Rachov counts as a tisa, or most people call it a variety that you're Muchzak an animal is one question. Whether Rochav counts the kinyan Meshikha Nikonet animals is a different question. The Gemara Mar Metzia combined these two things. Again, you have to read through the whole Amud, and then every line is a machlokas and it's complicated. But no matter what side of every machlokas every line, you end up, if you don't prove in this line, you prove in the next line. You're just pushing it one way or the other. It's clear in Bar Metzia Chesem and Beis that whether Rochav is a valid kinyan, it's totally hog the hog 100% in whether Rachov is a valid Muchzakas that you say most of called Raya and Maya. The Gemara seems to have an assumption that Muchzakas and Kinyan are totally hog the hog. And that is the famous Sheet of the Ramban. In Ksubas, I brought him just these very easy to understand from the Ran here in Ksubas. What did the Ran say? The Gemara says that if Osios Nikos from Mesira, if debts can be transferred through folding a star, then whoever's folding a star is the owner. We assume he's the owner. If debts cannot be transferred through passing on a star, then whoever's holding a star, we don't assume is the owner. Rabban asks, what do you mean? All right, whoever's folding the star should be assumed to be the owner regardless of the rules of Kinyanim. Kinyanim and Muchzakas are two different things. It should be that Muchzakas, whoever's holding it, is the owner. How to be matched it is a different question. Why if we're assuming in Bav Metzia in Bav Metzia that whether riding an animal makes you the assumed winner, makes you muchzak mosvod al raya, is telling whether it's a kinyan? And why is it going to assume that whoever's holding onto a star is assumed to be the owner? Depends whether holding a star could be a mice a kinyan or not. So what did say the Ramban? The Ktos made this very famous. He applied from Nashville, we won't go into it now. He says, no. And I think that's Pshan Leonim. Are two. It's not that there's only a din of Cheskas Kinyan, not Cheskas Raya and Cheskas Mulshanim. No, then in Kol HaTorah Kula, Raya and Kinyan are Tulyum Havaha, and that's why the Gaon assumes it's all the same. If there are, our Perek is about Raya, the Gemara Kedusha is about Kinyan, but you can mix and match them because Kinyan is totally Raya and Raya is totally Kinyan in Kol HaTorah Kula, even in animals, even in Sharos. David Karkamin, tell them, what am I claiming? I'm claiming that no, there's Cheskas Kenya, and there's Cheskas Raya. Cheskas Raya is what our parak is mostly about. And Cheskas Kenya is what's discussed in Kiddushin, parak Aleph, the Kiddushin. But there's a Kol HaTorah Kula principle that same Maisa is Muchzakos and Kinyan. This is a Kol HaTorah Kula principle. That whatever Maisa is Kinyan is Muchzakos. Whatever Maisa is Muchzakos is Kinyan. And that's why they're going to mix and match them. They don't like the Ramban, it's Muchzakos. It's not about a new Kinyan. Kansas Yoshev is not a new Kinyan. It's a Muchzakos that makes you Muchzak, and therefore you believe that you had an old Kinyan. So why do they say it's learned from Kedushin? Because Muchzakos and Kinyan are totally Havaha. Not only in Cheskas Yerushalayim, in animals, in shtaros, in Kol HaTorah Kula. And this is what the Ramban says why? He says, you're not a muchzak whenever you're holding something. You're only a muchzak if you hold something in a way that's a kinyan of Dinei Torah. Ah, then it makes a lot of sense. It's all one din. It's a din that's a kinyan, and it's a din that's a muchzak. The Shari Yosher says it over a little differently. I don't know what he does with the Ramban, maybe he's saying it other Rishonim. He says, you're only a muchzak if you hold something in a way that makes it, that's a proof that it's yours, that makes it seem like it's yours. And Kinyan is based on what's called Horas Vayus, making it seem like it's yours. But, right, so there are two different ways that you can say this. Said the Ramban, and the Ksos thing is only Moksa and Hamotsa Mechavira Olav Haraya. And the Ksos and Hamotsa Mechavira Olav Haraya. Holding is only Moksa, let's say. Holding is only muchzak in towing the nitar if it's held
in a way that is kona in Sefer Kinyan. Of course their Sefer Kinyan is kona minitan. But they're tali ha-ha, and that's why. But why do they go and say, watch the mocker has to be mukhzana? The mocker is kiddushin. It's only considered mukhzakos if it would be a kinyan in the first part of kiddushin. Whatever that. If rachum is a kinyan, then rachum is mosa. If holding onto the star is a kinyan, then holding onto the star is mosa. And if rachum is not a kinyan, then it's not mosa. I'm holding the animal, doesn't matter. If you're holding the man, it's not a kinyan, you're not mosa. You're only mosa if you're holding it in a way that's a kinyan. That's where bottom of so. I admit, we're shimon in the chari gom, Stefan a little differently. He says that holding that proves, holding that proves something is muchtak and konet. Holding that doesn't prove anything, that was on the Torah sheet, is neither muchtak nor kone. And by the way, this is tremendous chiddush. No, it's not sure. My sekinyan are only kone. He doesn't own my sekinyan. He means chazaka, yad, chatzer, yeshika. Kinyanim are only kone because they prove you own it. Yeah, we're not talking about the kinyanim done by two people in chesed shach. Kinyanim done by one person. So basically, but what's the yisod here? The yisod is now they want to make perfect sense. Of course it's all the same din. There's not going to be two hickey timses of the fun of and shalom of fun of. It has to be the same din. Because in Kol Torah Kula, whatever's kone is mosak, whatever's mosak is kone. But it's not that you're doing the king in here. You're just mosak here like Ramban. You're just Ramban nicks here and Ran, etc. Right? They basically, like Ramban and Dime, they're not a totally new shita. They're just mosakos. They're just a different shita, not a different shita has in the bottom, a different shita called Harkula. And not an Egyptian called Tarkula. It's a Ramban, it's a Sos, it's a Shimon. Okay, we'll get to, well, at some point, we know we'll get to why Shimon has a different thing. It answers a lot of questions, it creates other questions, etc. in many sorts of tasks. But in Kol Tarkula, it's totally Havaha. And that's what they meant. What they meant was, let's take the Ramban and the Sos, it's Mukhzakos. But Meheki thinks it's Mukhzakos, because I'll be closer to this, but only something that's the Mycenaean counts as Mukhzakos. I'm Meheki thinks it's Mukhzakos. That's Mukhzakos because it says in Kiddush that it's a Maisa Kenyan. Whenever the Maisa Kenyan is Mukhzakos, according to Ramban and the Ksos, I don't really need the Ksos. So it's made this Ramban things in the Olam HaYeshivot. According to the Ksos, it works perfectly. Of course, the Mukhzakos is Raya, but it's totally Ha Ha. So therefore, every Mukhzakos has to have a Mukher in Raya, and you have to say the same thing from Shimon. No, Mukhzakos and Kenyan are both trying to express the same idea, which is Haras, Bailas, Hach, Yelam, Tolam, Shelo, Shalom. How do we know that eating a field, yeshiva in a field, proves that it's yours and makes you mosa? Ah, so it proves that it's yours to make you kona, so it also proves that it's yours to make you mosa. And that's why they have to be the exact same mindset for both ways, because it's totally hava hava gamri. Okay, he points out, Tosos, the one way it's not totally hava is if two people are doing conflicting mindsets, and then there's a difference between mosakas and kinyan. That's not our topic right now. I really think once you know this, Tosos, once you know this Ramban, once you know the many, many rayas from Shas, I'm not saying you can't disagree. There's one Ksos where your father seems to disagree much later on in the Ksos. But once you see this, it's really pastors and many stuff in the shops, and it's Ramban, and it's, you know, many Rishonim and Achronim. You know, you could, whatever, what many Rishonim? A few people quote Ramban. But now the Gaonim are not so crazy. The Gaonim are not so crazy. Of course they know the same thing with Zuck and Raya. Don't be silly. We're talking about Zuck, they're not talking about Raya. But it's all Tali Habaha. Because if whatever's not okay, it's not. This is, we're talking about Mukhzakos, not Kenyan, but it's all Tali Havahat. So that Kenyan is no Mukhzakos, without Mukhzakos, there's no Kenyan. And that's why they deny it, not because they deny we're talking about Mukhzakos. To me, it's a darker Pasha, they only did not mean anything with this Rav Mechobet thought they meant. It's Pasha, they were only based, and I heard this degree on the Ramban, in Ksubas, and they just meant something only counts as Mukhzakos if it's a valid Kenyan. So you have to look at the Sugi of Kenyan to see what counts as valid Mukhzakos, and they would say the same thing about everything else. If I have this in my hand, I'm Mukhzak. I'm also going to develop a Raya. Why? Ah, because Yad is Konen and Hilchus Mechiva and Hilchus Chiyu Matana. If I have something in my house, I'm Mukhzak. I'm also going to develop a Raya. Why? Go back to Kedushin. Continue. Chatzar is Konen in Hilchus Chiyu Matana and Hilchus Mechira, etc., etc. But a Raya, if I'm riding an animal, it's not mine. We don't assume it's mine.
if riding is not a kinyan, it's kinyan matana. And if I'm holding a shtar, we don't assume it's mine. If holding a shtar is not a kinyan, it helps us kinyan matana and helps us mechira, etc. Mm-hmm. That I think is pashat shadling onim, not like this fellow who I think was just a little too it took things a little too far. And okay, there's more to say about this relationship that we'll get back to, but I just wanted to point out what I think is the true shot in the Gaon, in which case they're not a new shita, they're just muzakos. They're just based on a general shita. They're not a new shita chesnabatin. They just have a general shita on Kalatar Kula or Kalan Azikin Kula about the relationship with muzakos and Kenyan, and it's not even a new shita, it's already found in the Ramban. Okay. Adkan.